Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Lamites. Lamites. Yesterday we started Perek Hatchelas, the Perek all about various inyanim of tzitzis and tefillin. We already had a lot of discussion of tefillin in the last Perek back on Komatz Rabba. Remember the old Mishnah was on daf Chavches, and then that Mishnah took us to the next 10 blot talking about inyanim of tefillin and mezuzah, menorah a little bit at the beginning and the like. So we just started Perek Hatchelas, which at the beginning has a lot of halachas related to tzitzis. And that's what we started discussing. There is an interesting point just to mention, and that is in the Rambam and Hilchas Tzitzis. The Rambam and Hilchas Tzitzis, especially if we compare that to the Rambam in, let's say, Hilchos Tfilin and Hilchos Sefer Torah, Hilchos Mezuzah, we'll focus on tzitzis. One would think that the mitzvah of tzitzis is the mitzvah to wear tzitzis. That's what I would have formulated the mitzvah. But a lot of what these dafim are about, and we're about to pick up with three lines from the bottom. We're going to pick up with Amar Rava on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, where we're up to, we have all these halachas about how to tie the tzitzis and how to bow the tzitzis and the kesher. But again, I would have thought that the mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. But if you look in the Torah, it's va'asu lahem tzitzis. And if you look in the Rambam's mitzvahs ase achas in the koteret, v'hi la'asos tzitzis al kanfei aksus, to make the tzitzis. That's how the Rambam formulates the mitzvah, la'asos tzitzis. And the Rambam has three prakim in Hilchos Tzitzis. The first 2.5 prakim mention nothing about wearing tzitzis. It's all about the chefsa. It's all about the creation, the tcheles, the lavan. It's unbelievable. The fourth to last halacha in all of Hilchos Tzitzis, in the middle of Paragimel, halacha ches, the Rambam says, mutter la'adam lobo tzitzis balayla, bein b'chol, bein b'shabes, v'yava b'she'en azmano, u'bavad shalo yivarech, u'me'em asay b'varech ala tzitzis b'shachar mishayakir. As we mentioned last time, mishayakir is a special halacha only by tzitzis and tefillin, unlike all other mitzvahs shel hayom. The Rabbi says, "Kesim mevarich aleha." Asher gonna show him the love of Sivano lehisatif batzitzis. V'chol zman shebisatif ba bayom mevarich aleha kodem sheisatif. V'ini mevarich aleha tzitzis b'shasa siyasa v'pnei shesof hamitzvah he sheisatif ba. Right, the mitzvah of the Gemara of Hashem we'll get to on Daf Membeis in a couple of days. They only make a mitzvah on the final stage of a mitzvah, but only make a brach on the final stage of the mitzvah. But it's amazing that you would have thought that the creation of the tzitzis is not even part of the mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. But the Rambam spends so much time on the creation, and even in the formulation of the mitzvah in the koteret of the halachas, la'asos tzitzis. Again, we'll get to the netziv, maybe in a couple of days when we talk about hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah and hechsher mitzvah shein haksuva batorah, where the netziv comes up with this chiddush at the end of the she'iltos, that if the Torah itself writes explicitly the hechsher mitzvah, the preparatory stage, then it has a different status. As a different status, it also has something special about it. And that's why there's a hava meaning to make the bracha. The Siv says, like by building a sukkah, that's why there's a possibility to apply the principle of Oseik B'mitzvah and to apply the principle of Mitzvah Bo Yizmei B'shlucho, all of those by Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuvah B'Torah. So we'll have to review that Netziv that has come up, and it comes up on Daf Mem Beis. That's what we'll get to in a couple of days. But just looking in the Rambam, the first 2.5 prakim of Hilchos Tzitzis is all about making the tzitzis. If we look in Hilchos Sukkah, right, we could contrast. If we look in Hilchos Tfilin, Tefillin also, he discusses, but again, what's his language of the mitzvah of tefillin? Aleph, lihios tefillin al arosh, beis, lekashran al hayad. They both have to do with the person. Interesting, it's lahaniach and al mitzvahs, to have tefillin on the head and to tie tefillin on the hand. Right, we don't tie on the head, but again, that's the Rambam also. V'chein, Rambam says, Arba, Parshios, V'chulu, he talks about, Nichtavos, B'fri'atzman, Mechabnoso, Ba'or, also there, he has a focus on the Chefsa before he says anything about the wearing of the tefillin, but at least in the Koteret, on the Shel Yad, he says it is about tying it on the arm. And then he talks Ketzad Kosanas Tefillin, and there are halachas that are ma'aki. But again, similar idea the Rambam has by the Tefillin and the Tzitzis. And finally, in Perek Dalid of Hilchos Tefillin, Heichan Manichin Tefillin. Again, something to do with the chefza. The chefza is what is the focus by a tefillin. If we look in, let's say, sukkah, again, all of these are, there are so many of these that we could compare and contrast. Sukkah, shofar, right? The Rambam starts off, doesn't talk about how you, the laws of the shofar and what's mutter and what's usser and the kosher animal. Mitzvah zaseh shel Torah l'shmo atruah shel shofar, Barash Hashanah. That's how we would have thought tefillin should start off. That's how we thought tzitzis would start off. No, it doesn't. Sukkah. Later on in Sukkah, the Rambam says, Perek Dalid. So here it's similar to tzitzis and tefillin. Shira Sukkah gvoa impachos be'asar tfachim. Lo yasar alesrim amma. Sukkah she'in lo gimel tvanos v'chulu. He continues, paralleling it to Torah Sheval Peh, paralleling it to the Mishnayos. And again, he does not talk about the yeshiva b'sukkah right away. In all of these, the Rambam has a focus on the chefza shel mitzvah. And that is what is the defining and starting point, even though, let's say in sukkah, the mitzvah is leishev basukkah, kol shevasi be'achak. The Rambam has that. So different than tzitzis, different than tefillin. But again, all of these, we can put them all together and come up with a nice shiur about how the Rambam views Maisa HaMitzvos and Chefza HaMitzvos whenever you have any of them that are involved with each other. Shofar and Sukkah and Tfilin and Tzitzis, just to name four of them. Of course, there are others as well. Okay, so anyway, again, that's just could be mentioned again anywhere in these dafim as we talk about the Chefza HaMitzvah of Tzitzis. So the last point we were mentioning was Gardumin. Gardumin, we spoke about the how much has to be left and the Machlokes Rishonim. The Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. What does Gardumin really mean? Rabbeinu Tam right here in the Tosfos had said that Gardumin means you still need two full ones. You need two full ones, so that's why it's a problem if two of them are cut off. Well, the Ri said no, all you need is to make sure that there are some there for each one, but all of them can be cut off. Shorter, Machlokas, we saw the Machaber and the Ramah in Simin Yud Beis. So, Amaravat Shvamina. So, next line that we're going to talk about, Shvamina, you see from the fact that B'nai Rabbi Chiya just said that Gardumin are kosher, right? If they're, as long as it started off with the requisite shear, if what's left, is that you don't need the shear, and we saw all of the other achronim that extend Gardumin to other areas of halacha. So, but the fact that we have the halacha of Gardumin, Shvamina says, Rava Tzarech Likshara Kol Chulya V'Chulya. It must be that there is a halacha of tying knots after each of the binding sections. We know there's the winding and binding sections of the tzitzis, and then there's the loose section that hangs. The gedil is the bound, and the petil is the loose. So the fact that there's a halacha of gardumin, Rava says, must be that there's a concept of tying after each winded section. Why? How do you know that? If you don't have to make a knot after each one, and all you do is you have the one knot all the way at the end of all of your winds and binds, after the 7, 9, 11, 13, all the way at the end, that's where you have the a knot, but then what happens by gardumin? If shorter is okay, but then the whole thing's going to fall apart. If you only had one knot all the way at the end, at the bottom, what we would call it. Bottom we're talking about is the farthest away from the beged. Hada'amri b'nei Rebbe Chiya gardume t'cheles k'sherin, for gardume ezov k'sherin, what we just had, that the gardumin, the stubs that are left from t'cheles, again, the t'cheles here doesn't mean literally t'cheles, it means tzitzis, gardumin of tzitzis are kosher. Gardumin of the ezov are kosher, so kiven de istri le ilai, istri le kule. Since the furthest one from the beged already got cut off and became a stub, wouldn't the whole thing fall apart? Right? So therefore, doesn't that prove that you have knots along the way, and that would be why Gardumin would be okay? And the Gemara answers, there's no raya, Dilma to Iktar. You're right, you need those so it doesn't fall apart, but maybe the case that B'nai Rabbi Chiya are talking about is where you made the knots. Not that you would have to have the knots, maybe you just made them, but that wouldn't prove that you would have to have a knot at the end of every gedil. Okay, we do. We do have knots at the end of every gedil, but that halacha of gardumin would not prove that you would need that. Okay, point number one about the knots. But now the Gemara says, V'yamar Rabba, Shmamina Kesher Elyon Daraisa. Shmamina, at least we would learn from here that the Kesher Elyon would be Daraisa. Where do we learn it from? The following. What is the Kesher Elyon? We'll see in a second. D'isa gadaidav d'rabanan amai itzrich l'mishri sadan betzitzis. Sadan betzitzis is a big topic that comes up on tomorrow's daf. But the Gemara says, if you only need the Kesher on a rabbinic level, and mida oraisa, let's say the tzitzis could just hang loose in the hole and be dangling, But then why would there be an issue of kilayim? Right, there's the issue of kilayim that comes up in the tzadim b'tzitzis, and as we've said, the hasi dochalosa say in tzitzis and shatnis b'tzitzis, amay yisroch l'mishri tzadim b'tzitzis. If it's just dangling, why would you need a pasuk d'matir pshita? It's obvious because that wouldn't be an issue of kilayim. Hatokin tchifa achas ein a chibur. If somebody just puts one thread inserting, that wouldn't be a chibur for shatnis. So if it wouldn't be a chibur for shatnis, and it would be enough for tzitzis, then you wouldn't have to rely on the principle of Asi Dochalosa say, right? We only say, right, ABCs of Asi Dochalosa say is only when EFshar, right, EFshar to do the mitzvah without doing the Aveira, in all cases. So here the fact that you would have to enter into the situation of Shatnez, it must be that you have to do the knot, and Elish Rabbi Na Daraisa, it must be that you need a knot which connects them on a Daraisa level, and in that way, that's why it's a problem for Shatnez, and it's a mitzvah for tzitzis. Rav Soloveitchik, okay, we're not going to go into it now, but in the Shiuri HaGrid that I mentioned yesterday, that he has on Tfilin Stam and tzitzis, so he just has a discussion of Kilayim B'tzitzis, where he talks about this daf and tomorrow's daf, Machlokas Rashi Rambam, in his view. Is there an exact parallel between Hilchas Shatnez and Hilchas Tzitzis? Right, it seems from here, yes, but if you look on the Rambam, he says it's not so clear that there's an exact parallel. Right, the laws of Kshira in Tzitzis, the laws of Kshira in Shatnez, are they the same? So the Gemara here seems to compare them, but it is not so clear. I think we mentioned also in one of the Shirim over the last couple of days, there's another area of Halacha. Would you compare it? Hilchas Shabbos. Right, is Kshira on Shabbos compared to Kshira of Tfilin? Right, is Kshira of Tzitzis compared to Kshira of Shatnez? All these areas of Kshira. Kesher Shel Kayama, right, that's what we discussed, the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva where he discusses, the Shita of Rabbi Eliyahu Miparis about having to untie the Tfilin, the Kshira every day. So one second, don't you need a Kesher Shel Kayama? Like Shabbos, anything done for less than 24 hours would not be called a kesher. And Rav Soloveitchik said, how could you compare kesher of tefillin and kesher of Shabbos? Kesher of Shabbos has an idea of kesher shel kayame in terms of actual time. Kesher shel tefillin might just have a kesher shel kayame in terms of quality of the kesher. Doesn't matter how long it's going to be. If you borrow somebody's tefillin and make it bigger, make it smaller. So not every area of halacha has to be compared. But you have to know, the Gemara here definitely is comparing. The question is, how far do you take this? The Gemara proves from Hilchos, the halacha of Sadin B'tzitzis for Hilchos Tzitzis in general. Good. What is the kesher elyon? What's elyon? Is it the knot that's closest to the beged, as we would call it, right? When you put the strings through, you knot it, a double knot, and then you do the gedil, and then a double knot, and then a gedil. Or is the kesher elyon the furthest one away? What is the Gemara calling it? So it's not so clear. Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says here that the kesher elyon, which is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, Rashi says, is the kesher that is furthest from the beged. Right, it's kesher elyon. You say is referring to the one that's after all of the knots and braids. Hainu nami hahu kesher shelamata halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Klomar kesher echa b'tzitzis mi daraisa. One kesher is daraisa. Which one is it being referred to? The one that is furthest from the beged. Says Rashi. Look in Tosfos, of course, the other day as well. Tosfos bekunches pire shnei pirushim. Echad achar hagdil v'nikra elyon, as we just saw, kemo l'mala min ha'atara. Rabbi brings a raya that elyon is like the furthest, also from Ilkas Mila. V'ze eno muchach ela demiha be'inan kesher. It's not muchach from there. V'lish nachrina piri samach l'kanaf, right closest to the beged. Aval kesher she'achar hagdil, but the kesher after all of the braids, kiva she'rachog min atalis, mishamahu lo avi kilayim. That wouldn't be kilayim. That's not considered tied to the beged. That's further down. That's all the way away from the beged. So again, discussion in the poskim. Halacha lemaisa, we do both. We do a kesher right away, and we do a kesher at the end, after all of the gdilim. The Bir Halacha points that out in Simen Yud Aleph, where the Bir Halacha writes in Simen Yud Aleph, on Sif Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, he writes, Zrani, ובאמס כוונסהו בפשיטס, דשני הקשרים שאנו עושים, אחד קודם החוליה הראשונה, ואחד לאחר החוליה, אחד מהם לבד הוא מן התורה. One of them is דאורייתא. Right, we're not sure which one is the Iker one, Rashi Tosfos, but one of them, Ela she'anu osin shneihem mitam safek, shema halacha kapir sheni shebarashi menachas daf lamedtes, huva betosfos yiras lo kesher, o kapir sharisha shebarashi, shua kesher she'achar hachuliyah, v'chein huva bebir agra, So we do both of them to cover ourselves, to make sure that we are being yotzei for sure, whichever kesher is required. Again, that allusion was that if you say it's the kesher closer to the beged, that's more of a parallel to the shatnez issue, because that's going to really be the parallel. If it's further away, so then it's less of an issue, because it's less kashur to each other having to do with the beged. Okay, says the Gemara, Omar Rabba bar Rav Ada, Omar Rav Ada, Omar Rav. So Rabba bar Rav Ada quotes his father, who quoted in the name of Rav. Im nifzak achut meikaro psula. If one of the strings is ripped meikaro, right? We spoke about gardumin, where we have the stubs, we have the ikar left, and the strings just became shorter. And again, we didn't get so much into the halacha lemaisa, but just to mention, at the end of this year, we mentioned the machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri and the Tosfos, but we mentioned it has to do with how many strings are you allowed to have short on the same side, on different sides. It's an important halacha lemaisa discussion. But here, what happens if it's nifsak meikaro? What does meikaro here mean? It means, Rashi, rosh hamechubar letalis. The beginning of it, it's ripped by the beged, let's say. It's ripped out before you even use it for winding and binding. That's pasul. So what's the havamina? Right? It's not connected to the tzitzis anymore. It's totally ripped. Why would you think that's kosher? So if you look in the Karen Ora here says, maybe the chiddush is that, well, it still kind of looks together because it's bound together with all of the other winds and binds. So maybe that's the havamina. I would have thought it's still part of the gdil. But it's still in there, even though it's ripped at the beginning, at the top of it. Kamash Blan, it's not. But maybe that's why, that's the Havamina, says the Karen Ora. It's just hanging. Maybe this is also like gardumin. Right, you don't have to have it connected by the knot and then just shortened. But maybe this is also called garbdumin. Kamashvalon delo, kamashvalon, we don't say that that would be kasher. So that is what Rav said. Yosef Rav Nachman v'kamar la shmaitza. Rav Nachman was saying over this statement of Rav, Esvei Rav or Rav Nachman, and Rav says to Rav Nachman after he hears it, v'med v'mamurim, when do you say this is true, that you need the shear for the tzitzis, as we're going to have Hashem in a couple of days, b'tchilaso. That's only b'shas asiya. You need the shear of the tzitzis. Aval sofo shiyara v'gardum of kol shehu. But once you started off with something kosher, don't we say that, you know, whatever's left, it's okay, you could have less. So what does that mean, less? My shiarva, my gardumav. What does that mean? That it's shirai, that the Brisa uses a lashon of shiarva garduman. My lav shiarav to ipsik minav, ishtayar minayu. Right? Doesn't that mean shiarav, garduman is garduman that we said before. Doesn't shiarav and the Brisa mean what we're talking about? If the whole thing got ripped off meikara, and it still says kosher, no. Gardumav de igradume, right? Ishta, the first line, the first word of shirai means it was ripped meikara, and gardumav means the stubs. Lo, chadaktani, really it's one statement, shiure gardumav kalshu. One statement, but if it was ripped meikara, it would not be kosher. So, velema gardumav shiarav lamali, there we gardumav shiarav lamali, so I have to say both words for. As we said at the end of yesterday's daf, it's just saying that once you have gardumin, you still need shirayim. It has to be long enough in order to make the slipknot on itself. Period. Good. How long? We'll get to soon the ratio. But once we're talking about the length of the shirayim, and it comes up also in a couple of days daf, how long does it have to be minimum to start? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yud Alav Dalid, the length of the string should be 12 thumbs. 12 thumbs is the shortest amount of strings. Bashir and Iskar, start from the Orach HaChutim. Orach HaChutim, this is in the Rosh and the Rambam here. Hashmona, Ein Pachos Midalid Gudalim, V'yesh Omrim Yud Beis Gudalim, V'chei Noagim. 12 thumbs. Ulamala Ein Lahem Shir. Right, you're allowed to shorten your tzitzis. You're allowed to shorten the tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says maybe the lechachila to do it with a kli that is not metal lechachila, Gedil, as we'll talk about soon, one of the strings should be longer in order to tie the gedil with. V'shir aniskar yebetzitzis la'achar shenikshar. Right, lecharchila, after it was nikshar, that's how long that it should be. Mishnah Berurah u'mishum akshira shosin bagedil miskatzer uboy etzba yaseir dan yud gimel gudolin milvan ma shemunach al habeged. Afilu b'diavad magav elo makilim b'zev erdim chos b'yadim. Okay, this should be longer after it is tied. Right, that's the shear, says the Rama, after it's tied, meaning not tied all the way at the bottom of the just the loose part, but after it's tied onto the beged, the upper knot. And he talks about this. But again, as long as it's good at the beginning, if it gets shortened over time, it is okay. Also interesting to compare this to other areas of halacha where, as long as you start it okay, right? If you start with a minyan, so then even if some of your minyan goes out in the middle, sometimes you could continue and even say teskabel, if you have a couple of people left. If you started, if Beis Din started a din bayom, so then it could be gomrin balayla by dinei mamonos. Right, these different areas of halacha where we say as long as you started okay, you could finish not okay. Just three examples, right? The minyan and the din, and right here tzitzis. Interesting to apply that to other areas of halacha. Good. Yosef Rabba v'ka'amar mishmei d'rav chut shel kerech olam min haminyan. The winding string that you use, the long one, that counts as one out of the eight or one out of the four. You don't have to have an extra winder. You don't have to wind eight strings. It's one of the eight. Amalei Rav Yosef, Shmuel Amar v'lo Rav. That's true, but Shmuel said it, not Rav. No, don't you want to bring the Geula? Maybe Geula l'olam. So Shmuel said it, not Rav. Idmar Nami Amar Rav Bar Bar Chana, Sachli Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha. Also, similar idea. Chut shel kerech ololom en aminyin. Yosef Rav v'kamer mishved de Shmuel. Tcheles shekarech ruba kshera. The tcheles that you tied ruba kshera. What does that mean? Ruba kshera. So Rashi says, again, tcheles means the entire tzitzis. Karach ruba, sha'asa shnei shlishi gedil v'shlish anaf kshera. We're going to see that in a few lines. L'chadchila, what's supposed to be? It's supposed to be one-third gedil and two-thirds anaf. One-third all the braids and the knots and two-thirds loose strings hanging under it. That's the optimal, ideal ratio, says the Gemara. Rashi says this line means the opposite. If you did two-thirds and one-third, it's kosher. It's okay. It's only a din of hidr l'chachila, but if you did the opposite, it is okay. And once that was said in the name of Shmuel, Amar Le'er of Yosef, Rav Amar Velo Shmuel, and he answered, no, I heard that in the name of Rav and not Shmuel. Idmar Nami Amar Afuna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Tchela Shekarach Ruba Kshera. Right? Rav said it. Rav Chia Bered Rav Nasan Masti Hachi Amar Afuna Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav Tchela Shekarach Ruba Kshera. Okay, so all the differences. Did Rav say it? Did Shmuel say it? I think we discussed about 20 days ago or so, around Daf Yutes or Daf Yutches, we discussed about maybe Gula La'olam, when Omer Dover B'Shem Amro. So we discussed back on Daf Yutches, Daf Yutes, that's where we discussed, where it came up. But either way, that's the halacha. If you look at one more line, if you look, Karach Ba Elachulya Achas Kshera, even if, B'di'evet, even if there was only one set of loops, let's say the three loops that go around, we do seven, nine, if it was one set with a few, with three, that's kasher b'di'evet also. Again, all of that is mitam minhag. V'noi tcheles, shlish gedil, v'shnei shlishi anaf. There it is. The noi of the tzitzis is to have one-third braided and two-thirds hanging loose. V'kamashir chulya, how much is the chulya that you're supposed to go around? Tanya, Rebbe, Omer, Kadesh, Yichroch, V'yishne, V'yishalish. Right, once, twice, three times. Tana, and how many do we do? Hapoches, the Brisa says, Lo Yifchos, Misheva, V'amosif, Lo Yosef, Al Shlosh Esrei. Somewhere between 7 and 13. That's where we should have the Gedilim. Hapoches, Lo Yifchos, Misheva, Kineg, and why do we have 7 let's wait for a second. Let's just see this halacha inside. So again, one-third and two-third is the lechadchila. The Rambam, interesting, some who have the minhag of wearing tcheles today and follow the shittas of Rambam, there's two issues. You know, how many strings do you get tcheles and how do you tie it? Right, it's two different issues. The Rambam says that it's the tcheles string that is the braider. The Rambam says that in Hilchas Tzitzis. Right, the Rambam, if you remember, we mentioned yesterday, the Rambam only says one out of eight is tcheles. meaning half of a long string. We had yesterday's daf machlok as 1, 2, or 4. Rambam was 1, Ravid was 2. Rashi and Tosos were 4. How many tzitzis strings have to be treles? And the Rambam writes in the first parak of Hilchos Tzitzis, it is the greater Aleph, parak Aleph. I'll find the line. Via echad mishmonis achut en chut treles vashiva lavan. That's the Rambam. And then he says, as he quotes our Gemara that just said, you could add the krichos, as many as you do, there are different minhagim. Ha'osa lovan below treles, lokeach echad mishmonis achutin v'korecho so al shar achutin. If you only have white, you take one of the long eight, one of the eight, make it longer and wrap it around. Ad shlishan u'meniach shnei shlishehen anaf. As we just said, 1 through 2 thutes. V'kricha zu imratza l'krocho so achulios chulios ke'en shekorech betreles. The white one, if you want to tie it, like we do when we have treles, the one, harishus biyado, you can, vizui minageinu, the Rambam says that's what we do. We take one of the long white strings and tie it around, as we used to do, the Rambam says, with the one treles string. V'imratza lechroch below minyan chulios, ose. Kol shodavar yiskaven lios akarach shlish, v'anaf shnei shlishim. V'yesh v'yishenu medaktik badavar zeh, bilavan, some are in medaktik if you only delavan, in karach alavan, al rov achutin, oshlo karach, al achul yachas kshera. And all of that is based on a minhagim, but the ikar is to have a kesher, as we saw, kesher elyon, either at the beginning or at the end. We do both, and different minhagim about, the braids and how many. Good. Why 7 and 13? Why is that the range? Hapoches lo yifchos misheva keneged shiva rekiyim. 7 is keneged the shiva rekiyim, the 7 heavens. The Gemara in Maseches Chagiga mentioned there are 7 heavens. At the end of Yom Kippur, we say Hashem hu Elokim 7 times to the minhag to remind us that maybe Hashem, who has been closed for 10 days, to Rishu Hashem b'himatzo, is going back up out of the 7 heavens, kaviyacho, but 7 is keneged the shiva rekiyim. V'hamosif lo yosef ashlosh esrei. If somebody is Mosif, so then they don't have more than 13. Keneged, Shiva Rekiyim, Vishisha Avirin Shebeneihem. The 7 heavens and the 6 Avirs in between them. Right? That's the, again, the Tzitzis has a lot of depth to every detail that we do in Tzitzis. Right? The Gemara says elsewhere also that Nebuchadnezzar, I think based on a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Nebuchadnezzar wanted to, you know, bring himself up to the heavens. Adamela Elyon. And I want to go up. And they say to Nebuchadnezzar, you want to go up, you know how many millions of years it takes to get to the first heaven, and how many millions of years are between each of the heavens, and then to the next heaven, all the way up, and this is the 7 heavens, but each one has avir b'nehem, right, has millions and of light years in between. So either way, that's the areas 7 and 11. And we know, of course, our minhag, I should say, different minhagim, you know, one of the minhagim that people have is, right, between 7 and 13. Those are the Shiurim, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch, and the Achronim quote may be a little bit different, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Yud Aleph, at the end, Yikach arba chutim mitzadzev, arba mitzadzev, yikshur shnei pamim zel gavzev. Yeah, how do we make tzitzis? We put those strings through, we make them hang, let's say, equally, half and half, and then you make a double knot. V'acharkach yichro chut ha'aruch saviv hashiv aksas krichos. Then you take the long one and you tie it around the other 7. V'kosher shnei pa'amim ze'al gav ze'. V'chozer v'korech. And after each one you do a double knot, as we do. V'chein yaseh sh'yashlim l'chamish sherim kfulim. You end up having 5 double knots, because you have the first one, and then we have 4 sections, and then after each section, we have a double knot. So we have 5 double knots altogether, and 5 double knots plus the 8 strings, right, that's 13, plus Tzitzis is gematria 600. That's how we get to 613. That's how we get to the Taryag. Rashi quotes that in the end of Shlach, and also the post can quote it here. V'arba avirim shebeinayim meleim krichos ein shila krichos rakshi yukal akarach vaksharim rochav arba gudalim. Right, each one, all each kesher and kasher, he says, has to be 4 thumbs. V'ha'anaf shmona gudalim. Good. And the anaf, the loose part, has to be 8. We said before what the shear is. He says the loose part should be 8, and the braided part should be 4. V'imherach betzitzis yirish l'shishiso yigadil v'chulu. V'nogin lichroch ba'avir rishon sheva krichos b'sheni teishu b'shlishi achatzis v'rvi shlosh esrei. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of 7, 9, 11, 13. That's the minhag that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. If you look in the quote from the Kavanas Arizal, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, 8, 7, 8, 11, 13. So again, whatever one follows, Elu ve'elu, v'chein eskimu ha'achronim, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shiva Ushmona hu shem shel Havaya, shem Hashem. But the Shulchan Aruch also knew that. Right, so again, one does, whatever one does is fine. V'achakach ha'chazes rei, v'b'seir fu shel shem Havaya, v'achash loshes rei, gematria echad. It's a lot of mystical, Kabbalistic ideas. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, U'b'tizis shel Rav Shlomo molcho, haya bavir rishon, yud krichos, v'achakach hei, k'shem Havaya. Right, quoting this from the Magen Avraham. Look into Levush, Elio Rabba, a lot of different minhagim. Whatever one does is fine, as long as they're between 7 and 13. Right, he says there, what about the 5? Okay, either way, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So why Dafka are we remembering the Rakia? By the 7, the 7 heavens, so Rashi quotes the Gemara that's going to come up in a couple of days, the Daf Mem Gimel. That why is the color of Tchelas, Tchelas? Tchelas Dome Liam, Dome Lirakia. Right, we mentioned yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, the symbolism of the white and the blue in life, but that's the what is done today. Tosfos notes that if the whole point of the 7 is to remind us of the Yam, and the Tchelas is also to remind us of the Yam, do they all go together? So maybe Bizman Hazet, Tosfos says, in a time when one does not wear Tchelas, Lefi Shetchelas Dom El Yam V'Yam Dom L'Rakia V'Anan DeLeslan Tchelas, Tosfos didn't have Tchelas Lo Kavdina Baha. So you don't have to worry about all of these connections to the Yam and to the Rakia v'chulu, not only in terms of the color, but maybe in terms of the number. V'anami damrinan tarach likshar kol chulya v'chulya, ino kadeshi nikar atcheles. Masha nogam chamisha ksharim, he quotes, why do we have 5? Because again, he quotes the Rashi. Rashi quotes the Taryag here. Go back to Rashi for a moment. V'yidna davninan chamisha ksharim, damrinan shkula mitzvah, sis is kachala tarakula. Right, like the Mara says elsewhere. Sis is one of the 7. That are connected to Kol HaTorah. That's the last Rambam also. The last Rambam, in Hilchos Tzitzis, at the end of Perek Gimel, the Rambam quotes this Chazal as well. La'olam yehi adam zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis. Shaharei ha'kasif shakla v'talaba kol ha'mitzvahs kulan. The Rambam would say, no pun intended. V'talaba kol ha'mitzvahs kulan. Sh'ne'emar u'ri'isim oso u'zachardam is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisim osam. He was told that all the mitzvahs on tzitzis, again, a lot to talk about by tzitzis. Okay. But that's the Tchilas Dom Liam and the Taryag and Tzitzis. I think we mentioned, I don't know if we mentioned it recently, but just, again, I have to mention it. Some of these dafim, I don't remember everything that I said a number of years ago. But remember, the Tzitzis, we were commanded right by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right by Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the end of Parsha Shlach. And Rashi there even says, what does the word Tchilas come from? Rashi in the end of Shlach talks about, we know that the Shin and the Tav could switch. And Tcheles is from the word shakul, bereaved of a child. And it's a reference to Makas Bechoros. Makas Bechoros has the reference, let me just find the Rashi. There it is, last Rashi in Shlach. Psil Tcheles, al shem shikul Bechoros. Targum shel shikul tichla. Umakasam haisa balayla. And that's the Machlokas Rashi Rambam. We know when it's a Tchelas Dom Eliyam, by day or by night. Is it blue? Is it black? Rambam says more bluish. The Rambam, Rashi says more, it's the sky as it turns nighttime, and that's the black. Ushmona Chutim Shabbat, that's the Rashi. So why exactly Tchelas Dafki, the Makas Bechoros, exactly the moment that we left, reminds us. So the Arachayim HaKadosh, right here, and also Rav Soloveitchik, also connected it to Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos that talks about the Kavla Da'avda. Gemara Shabbos about Hotzah is an Eved allowed to go out with a signet on his shirt. Right? Is that considered a Masa or not to go out on Shabbos without an Erev? That's the Kavla Da'avda. And the Gemara describes it as a signet that an Eved used to wear. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, maybe tzitzis are our Kavla Da'avda. Right? We must have, says the Arachayim and says Rav Soloveitchik, we must have had, when we were Avadim in Mitzrayim, you know, the Nazis didn't get it from make it up. They probably got it from earlier times. That's the idea of what you do to slaves. You know, Mitzrayim, we probably had Kavla Da'avdas. We probably had stickers on us and things sewn in to our begadim that showed that we were Avadim. So right by Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Makas Bechoros, that night, we removed our Kavla Da'avda of Mitzrayim and we got our new Kavla Da'avda from Hashem, and that's the Tzitzis. Tzitzis takes the place of the Kavla Da'avda that took place that we had in Mitzrayim, and that's the connection to Makas Bechoros. Right then, as we left, we switched. we became Avdei Hashem, right? That's why we say Halal on Pesach, right? Halalu, unlike Purim, which the Gemara says we stayed Avdei Achashverosh after the story, but we became Avdei Hashem. And we became Avdei Hashem, that's why we had our new Kavla to Avda. That's what Tzitzis is. It's the symbol that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, that also makes sense why there's the mitzvah, the first mitzvah, one of the first mitzvahs that we got, we has a lot of symbolism to all Taryag, because it is our Kavla to Avda. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana, Kshumaschil, Maschil Balavan, Hakadav Min Kanav, when we start, what? When we start, let's go with Rashi's shot, when we start looping, right, we start, we only have Lavan. But again, these days we have two, in the days of the Rambam, let's say, or even, according to some Rishonim, let's say you're using Tchelas and Lavan to loop. Right? Not like the Rambam that says you only loop with the Tchelas. So, you loop first with the white. Says at least one shot of the Mefarshim. Right? Rashi says, Rishaminiach Shnei Chutin Aruchin Lasos Benagdil. According to Rashi, you're using the white and the Lavan. Maskel Lechroch Belavan Ubeemsa Korech Shal Tchelas V'chozim Misayim Belavan. According to Rashi, when you're looping, you're using white and blue. Obviously, if you say you just wind it with blue, you have to give a different shot to this Gemara. Bakshu Maskel Belavan. We'll go with Rashi's shot. Why? Hakanaf Min Kanaf. We're assuming the baguette is white, so you start off with white. Bakshu Misayim Misayim Belavan. And when you finish also, the last looper is white. Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moridin. Because you can't go down. What does that mean, Ma'alin Bakodesh? Tchelas is considered going down, because the Iker Mitzvah, as we spoke about already yesterday, is the white, especially according to the Rambam and the Raivit. Right? If Tchelas is only one or two, right, so then for sure. Once we say, like Rashi and Tosfos, that Tchelas is also four, and the white is four, then it's possible to look at the Mitzvah as Chatzi Chatzi. Right? The Mitzvah is split into two halves. But this line seems to say that even if you say that there's four and four, it's the mitzvah is formulated as it's a lavan along with a p'til tchelas. It's still formulated like that. Even if you have as many strings tchelas as you have lavan, the Gemara says malin bakodesh, the ikur of the mitzvah is the tchel, is the lavan. Even if the tchelas has a lot of symbolism, we're talking about the conceptual definition of the mitzvah. Rav v'raba bar Rav Chana havi yasvi havi kachalav v'azel hu gavra demichse glima dekula tchilta v'ramele tchilta. Right, they were sitting and there was somebody walking by. And his baged, michsi glima dechula tchelta. Right, it was all, the whole talus was chelas. It was like a korach question. V'ramele tchelta, and he put tzitzis on the baged, v'gedila migdal, and he braided it. It was all braided. There was no loose strings hanging down. It was all braided. Amarav, yoi glima v'lo yoi tchelta. The glima is good, but the tchelta, the loose parts, are no good, meaning he's missing. As we just said, you have to have some braided part and some loose part. And I don't see any anaf. Rabba Barbar Chana, Amar Yoy Glima Vyoy Tchelta. No, it's fine. If you want to braid the whole thing, it's okay what he did. But Mike, if look at what's the machlokas here between Rab and Rabba Barbar Chana. Rabba Barbar Chana, Savar, Ksiv Gedil, Viktiv Ptil. Right, we're putting together what it says in Kiseitse, Gdilim Tatsalacha, and we're putting together what it says in Shlach, Ptil Tcheles. Putting together, it's called Gdil, and it's called Ptil. So why does it have it in different parshios? So Rabbi Barbar Chana says, you have a choice. O Gdil, O Ptil. You can either braid it all, or you can also leave it loose. For Rav Savar, no. You have to read both parshios with each other. La'olam Ptil Be'inan. You know, you need Ptil Tcheles. Right? It has to have a loose hanging down. V'yahi gedilim l'minyanu da'asa. When it says gedilim ta'asa l'cha, that's not saying an alternate way of wearing your tzitzis, but it's talking about what is the minyan that you need. What is the amount of strings that you need? Gedil would have meant shnayim. Gedilim means arba. Gedilim means arba. Ase gedil upotlehu mitocho. Have the gedil, have the wound parts, and have the strings hanging out from those, that braided part. That's how Rav darshins, and that is of course what we do. We have braided and we have a hanging part. That's potlehu mitocho. Again, this Gemara says you need two, you need four, but it doesn't say the next line of you fold it over and you need eight. Le'ikuva. That's how we had that amazing shita yesterday. Rashi and Tosfos both say possibly when it says lavan and tchilas nama akiv each other. What does it say? Just have two long strings turning into four. Not like what we do. We have eight strings. If you don't have tchilas, you still have eight strings. Rashi and Tosfos both quoted a day at least, right? And that Tosfos I think quoted this Gemara where it says two that are four, and that's all it said. It doesn't go to the next line of having the potleo meet the eight. But again, that's the question about what does li'ikuva mean, right? Just the parallel to tefillin is not ma'akiv, you only have one. So by tzitzis, you know, our minhag is to have more than that. Good. Baal Tosef is also an issue here about the more, but let's continue and then we'll see if there's time after. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Oh, so we're about to get into now materials of tzitzis, and what is the ikker material that one is used. So the definition of tcheles is a colored woolen string. That's the definition of what tcheles is, woolen strings. But again, the question is, what type of strings do you need? What type of beged is chayiv in tzitzis? Right, so that's going to be the discussion now, and we'll try to get to the halacha lemaisa as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi, Chutei Tzemer Poter Mishal Pishtan. If you have Tzemer strings, that poters Pishtan. Right? Even Shel, Rashi says, even Shel Lavan. Right? That's the Chiddush here. Let's read the Rashi for a second. Chutei Tzemer Poter Mishal Pishtan. Osem Shnei Chutin Shel Lavan. Im Shel Tzemer Hein, Poter Besadin Shel Pishtan, Im Atcheles. The white and the blue strings, Pater, your Chiv of Tzitzis, if the beged is not tzemer. Why, even though you don't have min kanaf, which is tzemer, right, even though your beged is pishtan, and you might say you need the exact same material of strings as the beged, no, it's fine. Because two out of four are made out of the made out of it, it's okay. Given the tcheles shnayim chutim, hein the tcheles hein dit hein vetchelas imraninu upoter bishal pishton the tchelas kasav rachmana behedya. The word tchelas is written in the Torah, and tchelas definition is wool. So you know that works for begadim. So lavan detzemer nami poter bishal pishton mishum lavan. So again, if you have a pishton beged, the Torah says that you can use tchelas for that. That's wool. So we learn that also the white strings could be wool, even though it's not min kanaf, it's not the same material as the beged. Iboilahu, ask the Gemara, what about the opposite? Shall pishtan mao shiftru bishal tzemer, right? Shall pishtan, if you have the strings of pishtan, right, can they pater shal tzemer? Tzemer bishal pishtan hu de pater. Do we say tzemer strings pater, why? De kivan de tcheles patra lavanami pater, as Rashi just explained. Because the tcheles is going to pater, that's a pafurish pasik, so the white will also. Aval pishtan bitzemer lo, but the opposite not. Odilma no. Kivan de tcheles sil bashan is tzemer fishtim yachdav. Kedilam tasa lecha, right, we know the mitzvahs, the marker for asi docha losa say by tzitzis, so loshna tzemer bepishtim, loshna pishtim bitzemer. So maybe we should say it doesn't make a difference. Either case would be okay. Good. We mentioned in a parsha shiur a couple weeks ago, the idea, why is it that out of all the, there are a number of mitzvahs that we say asi docha losa say by, but a classic source, or maybe the source, for asi docha losa say is right here, this smichus in kiseitze. Tzitzis and shatnis. Why is Dafka that the one to teach me asi docha lo sase? Right? If you look in the Hegyona shel Torah in Parshas Kiseitze, Bema difusa shel mitzvah sase, shel tzitzis, why is this the mucker? So he says, well, go back a step. Why do we say asi docha lo sase anyway? Right? We would say the Ramban's kasha in Parshas Yisro. Right? Violating a lo sase is much more chomer than not doing an ase. Right? You don't get an onus for a bitul ase. So why, like the Ramban's kasha? And he answers, the Ramban says, it's Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Av is greater than Yira. So the Hegyona Shel Torah explains, Mikan Shegdola Chashivusa Shel Yahadus Aktivit Miyahadus Pasivit. Active Judaism. Right, that's the message. Tzitzis represents active Judaism. You put it on, you wear it, you think about all the mitzvahs when you put it on. Tamid Yosar Kal Mila Asos. I'm sorry. Lo lasos tamid yoser kamilasos. Not doing something is always much easier than doing something. B'shev al tasa inka madrigos. Also, not doing something I don't do it. For whatever reason, I don't do it. If I do it, there are many different levels. I do it without kavanah, I do it with kavanah, I do it with lishma, I do it with many different levels of how I could do it. But Asi Doch Halos Asay teaches me that active yahadus, kumva asay, is much more central and significant than lo saseh. When it comes to general, obviously there's a lot of sheval tasas and a lot of averes that we're not allowed to do. But in terms of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all about doing. It's all about doing. He says, Yesh Yehudim Shem Mibchinas Halavim Hem Yireim V'Shleimim Ulam Mibchinas Ha'asin Ya'adusam Tzolas V'Mikzas. Many Jews, their lo saseh, they're good, and their yira, but their aseh, they're not as strong. What does it say by tzitzis? Ureisim oso zachartem es kol mitzvah Hashem vasisem osam. Tzitzis reminds us to get up and do. And that's why asi dochalos asay, the makar, is by tzitzis bedafka. In parshas kiseitse. Good. We continue. There's a Rabbi Chanan here, Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovetz Aris, he also talks about this line about how the combination of the tzitzis, the lavan and the tchelas, being asi dochalos asay. You can look it up in Simin Zayin. Simin Zayin Oz Dalet, he talks about the tchelas and the lavan fulfilling the mitzvah and saying asi dochalos asay. And he discusses there, if only we know that we only do asi dochalos asay if we have the mitzvah bishli musa of tzitzis, that's tchelas and lavan. So he discusses how you could have the lavan that's not really part of the mitzvah. Aren't you violating asi dochalos asay mitzad alavan, even though the tcheles is fulfilling the mitzvah? And he discusses the idea that, you know, how we would have answered. And that is the chefsa shel tzitzis becomes one. It's one beged im tzitzis. That's looked at as one, and that is doche, even though only parts of that, only pratim of that is the actual mechanism that you use to be doche the los asay. Okay. But either way, so the Gemara asks the question of, can you use pishtan strings to be docha to be poter the tzemer. So Tashma, Tamar Rachava, Amar Rav Yehuda, chutei tzemer poter mishal pishtan mishal pishtan poter mishal tzemer beferish. Woolen strings could poter pishtan beged, and the opposite. Chutei tzemer upishtan poter b'chol makom beafilu b'shirayin. Chutei tzemer upishtan could even poter a silk beged. Right, it doesn't have to be tzemer or pishtan. Upligad Rav Nachman, Damar Rav Nachman, hashirayim p'turim and tzitzis. Against Rav Nachman, who says no, shirayim, a silk beged doesn't have to have tzitzis anyway. That's not called a beged in halacha. I say, Rav Nachman, is that really true? But what about the following? Hashirayim v'aklach basarikin, all different, three different types of silk. Kulan chayavim betzitzis. They're chayavim tzitzis. How can you say they're not chayiv? Midrabanan. Silk begadim, says Rav Nachman, is only chayiv midrabanan. Ihachi ema seifa. But what about the next line? V'kulan tzemer upishtin potrin obahen. But all of them, tzemer upishtin pater. So we're talking about silk begadim that are pater midrabana, that are only chayiv midrabanan. And the Brice is saying that tzemer and pishtin pater them. Iyamid bishlama da'oraisa. If you say that the silk begadim are chayiv da'oraisa, hayinu demishtril hu bikilayim, that's how we could allow kilayim. What does that mean? The havamina here is, when the Brisa says that the last line, that tzemer and pishtan pater, the havamina is that you could use woolen and linen strings to pater the silk, beged. So if they're only chayav d'rabanan, why would that be allowed? Right? We're allowed to do shatnez. You're tying woolen and linen tzitzis strings together in order to pater a beged that's only chayav d'rabanan? So that wouldn't work. So if you say it's chayav d'oraisa, I understand why you're allowed to be matir kalayim, because it's asi d'oralos asay. Ela'i amr d'rabanan hechi mishri b'hu kalayim. How could you allow kalayim? So the Gemara says, you're right, you're not allowing kalayim. It doesn't mean together, the woolen and the linen strings. Ema o tzemer o pishtin. It means you could use tzemer strings to patir kalayim, or pishtan strings to patir kalayim. But the silk beged, Rav Nachman would say, is only chayav d'rabanan. Gemara says, hachanami mistavir, it also makes sense. Diktani seifa. Because the end of the Brisa says as follows. Hain, what if you have silk threads? Beminon potrin, shalom beminon name potrin. Silk threads, kapater, a silk baged, and not any other baged. Iyamad bishlama durabanan, if you say it's only chayav durabanan, haina dubitri beminon. That's how you know that the silk threads, kapater, the silk baged. Ela iyamad da oraisa. But if you say it's chayav da oraisa, tsemer upishtin utapatar. Don't you need dafka tsemer upishtin threads? Those are considered materials on a da oraisa level. So Gemara says, no, lav dafka, imi shemha, lo arya. That wouldn't be a raya, kid the Rava. The Rava Rami, Rava already asks, siv, ha kanaf, min kanaf, that the tzitzis always have to be the same material as the beged. Fixiv, tsemeru pishtin. And it also says, tsemeru pishtin, ha ketzat. So which is it? So tsemeru pishtin, potrin, bebe, mina, mein shalom, minan. Woolen and linen strings, pater, all begadim. Shar minim, bemina, potrin, shalom, minim, oh, ain't potrin. But other minim, only pater, beminan, and don't pater, shalom, beminan. Good. Rav Nachman, and what would Rav Nachman answer to that? Rav Nachman, who says that only Tzemer Upishtan Begadim Rechayev de Araisa, and not others, because the Tana of the Verabishmael, Hol Venemer Begadim Batorah Stam, Upir Lechalakasa Bechani and Tzemer Upishtim, Av called Tzemer Upishtim. Only Begadim Rechayev Upishtan. So we have a machlokas here between Rav Nachman and Rava. Rava says all Begadim Rechayev de Araisa in Tzitzis, as long as it's a baguette. Right, and Rav Nachman says only Tzemer Upishtin. And this Machlokas Amaram turns into a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rosh in Ilchas Tzitzis, Baalei Tosfos, all hold that all Begadim Rechayev d'Araisa. Tosfos and the Rosh and other Rishonim. The Riff and the Rambam, Paskin like Rav Nachman. Only Tzemer Upishtin are Chayev d'Araisa. The Vilna Gaon Paskin is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon Paskin is all Begadim Rechayev d'Araisa. Right? They have a Chumra and a Kula. On the way there's a Chumra, you have to put Tzitzis d'Araisa on all Begadim, according to Baalei Tosfos and the Rosh. But on the other hand, you might have a Chumra the other way, that according to the Rambam, you have to make sure you say d'Araisa by Tzemer Upishtin, and you have a Chumra that you're only Yotze the Mitzvah d'Araisa of Tzitzis by Tzemer Upishtin. Right, that's a chumra in the other way. Halacha lemaisa, what do we paskins? That's the machlokas between the mechaber and the rama. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tes says, "Ein chayev betzitz min haTorah ela beged pishtin oshot tzemeh rechelim av a bigdei sharminim ein chayevim betzitz ela midrabanan." The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam and the Rif, who passes like Rav Nachman in our Gemara. And the Rama quotes, "V'yesh omrim dekulu chayevin midaraisa v'hachi hilchasa." Right, that is the machlokes machaber and the Rama. And again, this is an afkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yirei Shamayim Yachmer Al Atzmo Lachush L'Deah Harishona. Right, the Yirei Shamayim should be machmir to be yotze the mitzvah daraisa according to the Rambam and the Rif and the Shulchan Aruch. V'yasa talas shel tzemer kedei shischay v'tzitzis min haTorah l'kol yama. V'nochon sheyasa bein atalas agadol bein talas gadol shel tzemer. Some people only have linen, have cotton tzitzis. By the way, the our talisim, our talitot, are all wool. But again, that is important machlokas. Meikar adin. Baalei Tosfos, the Rosh, the Vilna Gaon all say that all begadim are chayav d'araisa in tzitzis. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, at Amar Abaya. Tomorrow, the next stop will be put up from the last cycle, and then the next bunch we didn't give. It was Yantif years ago. Hashem, we'll pick up on with Memalef. Hashem, after.